Welcome to Time and Space Limited presents TSL Radio Theater. Each week features the original radio and performance works of Linda Musman, performed by Claudia Bruce and members of TSL's theater company from over the years. Today's presentation was written in 2000 by Linda Musman and is called Fast Food.
The text of Fast Food will be spoken today in parts and pieces. It is taken from a performance that had occurred in the theater. Time has taken its toll on some of the videotapes of Matthew Thompson, who speaks about working in Burger King and how he was relegated to the back of the store because they did not want males in the front, only females. Matthew talked about minimum wage work and the delight of the dime raise that he was about to receive. He talked of the secret shopper and the one who arrives in disguise and checks how long it takes to deliver a fish sandwich or to see the bathrooms and how clean they are, and so on. Fast food in Hudson, New York became part of my life. I've never been much for this kind of food. In fact, it makes me gain weight and feel sort of off in so many ways. It is greasy, fatty, salty, sugary, and so on. It is generally cheap and fast. Now, in this 21st century, we have lived with fast food for nearly 70 years. McDonald's was founded in the 1950s. We now have commodity hogs raised in cages, chicken in cages, cattle in spaces unfit for life, be it for an animal or a human. More and more, we are thinking about how we eat and what we eat and what are the real costs of cheap food. The amount of hormones and antibiotics alone pumped into our food is ultimately pumped into our bodies.
They would come to the table with many ideas.
Well, what kind of ideas? That's what I want to know.
Some large, some small.
Well, who were these people?
They were men in suits.
What kind of men?
Men that owned things.
Like what?
Like the corporations.
Well, what would they do when they came to the table?
Well, they would take out a map.
Then what?
And then they would point. Here, 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 and here, 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 and here.
What does that mean?
They were dividing things up like this. McDonald's, you take this. Dunkin' Donut, you take that. Wendy, you take that. And fried chicken, you take this. And Stalin, you take Poland. And America, well, you can have most because you have the biggest guns. And then Germany doesn't really get...
Wait, what about those Germans?
Don't interrupt. She's giving us a little history lesson. It'll show us how to get along in the world.
Right. The future is in the instant. Pay close attention. Your time is now.
But what about the Germans?
They're busy building the wall.
I thought that was down.
Remember what Frost said?
Who's Frost?
Good fences make good neighbors. Frost. Robert Frost. You kids don't know anything.
Well, teach us.
Teach him. He's longing for knowledge.
I don't know where to begin.
Begin there. Begin there. From the beginning.
Ground beef. Ground round. Ground hog. Ground pound. Meat grinder. Meat grinder. E. coli. Pepsi Cola. Thank you.
gives us a look at where we were in 2000. It has been reworked now in 2013 with new performers. Bryce Corbois, Gerald von Stoddard, and Claudia Bruce. Some things have changed, but the Orwellian world of fast food culture is hard on us. We are more conformist than ever, and now the world is smaller thanks to Twitter, Facebook, and the internet. We are losing our individualism, and the food we eat and how we eat and our distance from the farm to the table represents where we are. And it looks like there is no turning back. Yes, we are what we eat. We have lost our way, and Fast Food, written in 2000, is a little bit about the journey, with some diversions, some fantasy, also called artistic freedom. I have constructed this to make a statement about where we are and to comment on who we are. 13 years have passed. Listen up. Thanks for your time.
What does this have to do with anything?
If we don't learn from our past, we can't move forward. Don't you understand? Where did you get that lipstick?
I'm not going to be drawn into that conversation. This is a new show. I'm not going to be bossed around by you.
Okay. Starting at the beginning, Washington, the father of our country. We had to start somewhere.
1.
Washington.
Planter.
2.
Adams.
Lawyer.
3.
Jefferson.
Planter.
4.
Madison.
Lawyer.
5.
Monroe.
Lawyer.
6.
Adams.
Lawyer.
7.
Jackson.
Lawyer.
8.
Van Buren.
Lawyer.
9.
Harrison.
Farmer.
10.
Tyler.
Lawyer.
11.
Polk.
Lawyer.
12.
Taylor.
Soldier.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Cheaper by the dozen.
Cheaper by the dozen.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Washington, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe. I dreamed I was Marilyn Monroe last night. That I was standing in that dress under the hot lights, and they were all there looking at me. Little Marilyn Monroe, America's favorite dumb blonde. Me, Marilyn. Me, Marilyn, standing there in the hot lights on the president's birthday, singing, "Happy birthday, Jack. Happy birthday, Jack." 1 dozen, 12 plus 1. A baker's dozen, 12 plus 1. An extra donut,
Just one more,
after 12. A baker's dozen,
just one more.
One glaze,
one powder,
one chocolate,
one sprinkle,
a Boston cream, a strawberry sprinkle,
a chocolate cover,
another glaze, one,
just one more.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Just one more.
How much?
I always wonder what's in the special sauce. Seems like almost every place has got a special sauce. But is it the same special sauce? Who knows and who cares, right? But think about it really. You're eating it, aren't you? You're one of those steering wheel tapping, anxiously waiting participators that flocks to your friendly neighborhood drive-thru the minute that little hand strikes 12, aren't you? So, should you be worried about it? Who actually knows what goes into fast food? I know I don't, and yet I find myself trapped, sealed in between a beat-up old pickup truck and a big Monte Carlo with eight screaming children in the back, heat rising up in waves around me, and a one-lane shuttle with little booths for taking money and receiving nourishment, if you can even call it that. And I eat this crap. I actually put it into my mouth and chew it up and then swallow it with absolutely no clue of what goes into it. It could be grasshoppers and cow patties, for all I know. It looks like it. In ads and on TV, you see those nicely stacked hamburgers with crisp lettuce and tomato and gooey cheese. But then you open up that little cardboard box and take that hamburger out. It looks like somebody stepped on it. The lettuce is limp and slimy, and the whole thing is about half an inch high, while in photographs, it looks like you'd be surprised if you could open your mouth wide enough to gain access. But people keep coming back. What is it? 95 billion served? That's about, well, a huge percentage of the population. Doesn't anybody find it amazing that so many people have blind faith in the health department? Who knows who paid off who to be able to sell rat meat as hamburger? But I suppose if 95 billion people have been served and none of them have died directly from McDonald's or Burger King's food, excusing choking, what could possibly be wrong with it?
When I was a kid in the late 1950s and early 60s, fast food was introduced as food that was not made at home. Hamburger was the introduction to eating out, of course. French fries were part of the order, as well as a Coca-Cola or a milkshake. It was served in the local mom-and-pop restaurants, and then McDonald's came along and made the idea of hamburger, fries, and soda a trans-America idea, open round the clock and serving billions of burgers. Fast food made travel easier, and Americans who love their cars made their car a kind of house. It was here where we ate, watched movies, made love. The hamburger in the car became synonymous. As the food culture of America moved away from the home, it supposedly gave mothers more freedom. I have my doubts, but that's a discussion for another show. Moving cooking out of the house and onto the freeway exits of America gave us faster food, but not better food. We gained processed food in exchange for real food that was cooked slow and steady in a meal where we all sat down at one time, at a table, and where we were taught how to have a conversation, manners, and deal with the drama of family and politics and the stuff of our lives.
Where is he?
I don't know.
I hope he's not mad.
He went to Greenport.
Without me?
Sometimes you forget.
Forget what?
Where you are.
I'm in Hudson.
Oh, where's that?
Hudson, New York.
Oh, where's that?
Hudson, New York, America.
Oh, where's that?
I don't like this game.
Okay, all right, okay. Who discovered the river?
I don't know.
Oh, you better get this right. You have failed all your tests. How do you expect to get out of Philmont if you can't pass the test?
That's right. Whoever you are. I mean, how do you expect to make something of yourself if you can't pass the test?
One.
Who's Fillmore?
Two.
Who's Lincoln?
Three.
Who's Grant?
Four.
Who's Monroe?
I'm Monroe. And I'm on now. This is my scene. And this is my test. I'm on, and all of America's watching.
Oh, that's enough. Cut the blondie act. Your scene is over. My scene's about to begin.
Who are you?
I'm Patty Hearst. 1974. Apollo has landed. I'm Tanya.
I thought you were Patty.
I'm the revolution. I am post-Apollo. They thought they could send a man to the moon and have him step all over the sea of tranquility without repercussions.
What sea?
On the moon. The moon! You can't walk on the moon and expect to leave no prints. That's what I told the kidnappers.
Who are you? Bonnie? Marilyn? Patty?
Look, my name is not Bonnie. And she's not Marilyn.
If she's not Marilyn, then who is she?
Norma Jean Mortensen. Norma Jean.
Would she go to the moon and become a star?
Well, she wouldn't get past 36. She'll be through in 62.
Apollo has landed. Apollo has landed. And Kennedy. Dream is complete. He has a man. McDonald's is selling burgers, and Dunkin' Donuts has greased the world. Is the dream over? Can we awake now? Can we come out of our deep dream place?
Can we awake from the sleep?
Apollo has landed, we are on the moon, and nobody seems to know it. We have landed in outer space. Apollo has landed, and nobody knows. Marilyn's nightmare.
Where is he? Where is he?
He went to rob a convenience store.
Are you kidding me? That's so cool.
Where did you get that shirt?
I got it at Walmart.
How much?
$2.99.
Who made it?
It was made in China.
China? Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure.
What would Mao say about that?
I don't care. I like this shirt, and it's cheap. I'm happy, and that's what counts.
Well, okay, whoever you are, you better get your wig straight.
This is not a wig.
You have real hair?
Yes.
I don't believe it.
This is homegrown.
Like free range?
Kinda. I'm upset. I'm gonna cry.
No. Don't cry. This is a theater. You will upset the audience, and we're only in the first act. We have four to go.
This is my real hair.
And the color? Is that real?
Look, what you see is what you get.
Ha! That's original. That's the truth. Now we're getting somewhere. This is the part of the scene where the actress is pushed to the breaking point. This is what they all came to see. You get to the edge and you nearly lose it, but nobody wants you to lose it completely. Just nearly, just to the edge. That's good. Yeah, or whoever you are, you were very, very good. You know, you were almost there. Now, take some pills, have a drink, go to sleep, calm down. You know the president loves you. He loves everyone. Okay. You know what? Sing it with me one more time, okay? One more time. Okay, ready? Everybody loves to hear you sing it. We're going to do it together. All right?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
I'm back. Hey, guys. I just robbed the convenience store.
What? That's so cool.
I thought... You had been kidnapped by Bin Laden.
No way, he's dead. Look, I don't want to have my photo on the back of milk cartons and be on every table in America. I have bigger plans for my future.
Oh gosh, I'm glad you're making plans for tomorrow. How about a corporate future, whoever you are?
Look, I'm not the corporate type. You know, I don't want to wear a suit.
Hey, there are advantages to wearing suits.
You could wear sequins.
No thanks. Look, I don't want cheap lookalikes. I want to be real.
You call what you have on original? It's polyester.
Hey, shut up.
Hey, you two. Is a life of crime where you really want to go?
I'm already there. Eric Kleibel was my beau, and now he's history.
Wow, that's so cool. You mean you were involved with Columbine?
I was the trainer, the facilitator, the thinker. I supplied the guns. I drew up the plan.
Oh, it's like Bonnie and Bonnie.
No. Clyde. No, Clyde this time. This is the postmodern plot. We're going to fly solo this time. We're going to take no hostages. We're going to serve up fast action guns. There's no turning back. We're ready to die. And the men will go first.
Yeah.
Columbine was just one of many planned attacks.
All right.
Hey, look, you can't sing during the scene. This is not a musical. This is a drama. A real live drama style, theatrical drama style theater.
Yeah. Well, where did you get that attitude? Did you buy it at the dime store?
What are you talking about? What is she talking about?
Look, relax. Look, I think I'll slip into something more comfortable. And I'll talk about Mao and Marx, you know, in the real revolution.
That's right, that's right. And you could take some acting lessons, too. You know, learn the method. Marry a playwright.
Some like it hot.
Some like it cold. Some like it in the pot 9 days old.
After Waco, it was clear that there was a war right here in America.
Wow. That's awesome. Are you serious?
Yeah, that's right. Look, listen up, because your kind will go first.
Or last. Depends on the needs of the army.
That's right, Blondie. Bombshells are more available now than ever since hair dye.
Hey, my hair is real.
You wouldn't know reality. Now listen, Patty is real. I mean, Patsy. She's as real as she can be. I mean, look at that red hair and her red lips. Wait, you couldn't be more real.
That's fake hair color.
Hey, shut up.
I can't stand this violence. Just stop shouting, everybody.
You haven't seen anything yet. After Waco, it was clear the war was right here. I had escaped out the tunnel in Waco. I heard Branch Davidians roasting like pigs in the fire of Jesus as I ran through the underground tunnels. I was transformed by the fire in the Texas sky.
Look, you better get back to reality here.
I'm totally lost.
Oh my goodness, you two, whoever you are. Look, they are the future. You are the future. So, how do you like this? What you see is what you get. Fast food, fast track, fast talk. Oh, my darling,
oh, my darling, oh, my darling Clementine. He was lost and gone forever. Oh, my
darling Clementine.
Fast food, I can't get fast food any faster, I said to myself as I waited in line. It's taking so long. What's taking so long? I said over and over to myself as I stood in line waiting for the double Mac with fries. What is it? Why can't these people move faster? Why can't these people move faster? Can't they keep up with the machines? Hurry up! Hurry up! Get going up there. Get a move on it, will you? I want my fast food. Faster! Faster! I don't have time for all this small talk. How can I help you? How can I help you? Bug off. Cut the chit-chat and the small talk. I'm ready. I'm ready. If you don't take my order pretty soon, I'm gonna die right here, I shouted to the woman at the counter. Girl! Girl, I said, take my order now before I take your life. Bang! The lights went out, and Uncle Mac came out of the dark in a big black suit and told me to try a little patience. Try to be kind and unwind, he said to me as I slowly let go of the girl's throat. I'd lost it. And there I stood at McDonald's, totally out of control, because the girl couldn't get me my Happy Meal. Hey, hey, Uncle Mac reminded me, it's okay. Just give it a rest. We all make mistakes, and the girl is doing her best. Then I shout, it's not good enough! It's not good enough! I go out the door without my order. I'm blinded by the fluorescence of the tube lighting. New lights, 24 hours of light around the clock. Always burning, always America. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. I'm all yours, America. I'm all yours. Take me, break me, shake me. I'm all yours. Round and round we go. I'm in a spin. I'm in a spin.
I hate these tree-hugging environmental greenies.
You know, me too.
I've joined a new organization. It's called Pave America.
Wow, that sounds great.
Yeah, you know what? They want to pave everything.
Everything?
Yeah.
I'm totally for that.
They want more walls, more fast food places, more roads.
Wow. I'm for it.
And the plan for our neighborhood right here is to pave the Hudson River.
What?
Yeah, get rid of the fish and make it a new thruway, a real fast corridor.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, a true gray space for the establishment of a real thruway where the river, which has always been meant for transportation and commerce, will be a reality. Can you imagine? Fast lanes, fast cars, fast tracks, fast foods, fast, fast, faster.
I don't know what to say. I'm definitely for this.
Cheaper by the dozen.
and Space Limited is a community-based arts organization under the direction of Linda Mussman and Claudia Bruce. Located at 434 Columbia Street in Hudson, New York, TSL provides year-round programming that includes live theater, independent documentary and classic movies, youth programs, simulcasts of the Metropolitan Opera and the National Theatre of London, as well as topical forums and community outreach events. To learn more, visit TSL on the web at www.timeandspace.org. Tune in to WGXC next Wednesday at 3 p.m. for another edition of Time and Space Limited Presents TSL Radio Theatre.